This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Good morning. This is Tracy Murda on behalf of Richard Jacob here at Secrets of Attorney Marketing. Today I have a special guest, Shamika Tankerson, a master sales strategist, international best-selling author, an award-winning business coach who's been featured on ABC, CNN, CBS, and Forbes. Good morning, Shamika. Thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Good morning, Tracy. Thanks for having me.
So, Shamika, you do a lot. You coach a lot of people on a variety of different things. Why don't we just start out with first telling me a little bit about what it is you do, and, you know, some of your goals and what led you kind of to be in this role as a leader and a coach, first of all?
Yeah. So for me, the area that I coach on, I'm a business coach with an emphasis on sales. And the way that I got into this space around what I teach was that I noticed that the women who came to me, I work with mostly women, by the way, the ones who came to me, no matter how smart they were, no matter how talented they were, no matter how many degrees they had, or how other people looked up to them, they would still struggle to take those big, bold actions in their business. So I could give them strategy, but they wouldn't implement, or things would just happen and it wouldn't work out. And what I found is it didn't matter how brilliant they were. It didn't matter how confident they seemed on the outside. There was this one simple, incredibly powerful belief that was keeping them stuck under earning, keeping them stuck, not really boldly selling their services. And it was the belief that they weren't enough, good enough, known enough, credentialed enough, whatever enoughness thing they were struggling with, I could insert that in there. And until we dealt with that, no amount of strategy would help them sell more.
Well, and it's an interesting topic I really want to dive into because, as you know, we here at Secrets of Attorney Marketing, we really, our audience, of course, is generally attorneys, whether it's small firms, you know, large firms, you know, solo practitioners, et cetera. A lot of the attorneys we will speak with, one of the main problems that they have is overcoming, how do I raise my fees? How do I raise my rates without scaring off, you know, potential clients, you know, and at the same time, they don't want to keep them because they're not necessarily the best clients. So if you can kind of tell me a little bit about how you tackle those types of big things.
Yeah, I really believe when it comes to your rates, you are the first person you have to sell on the value of what you provide. And from there, everybody else just picks up on it. It's something I call the mirror principle. And so I believe that your life and your business reflect back to you exactly who you're being in that moment. So if they have any undercurrent of belief that people won't pay if they raise their rates, that's typically what will happen. It's because I think what happens, and this can be a little bit out there for some people to think about it, but I feel like sometimes our subconscious is talking to our client's subconscious and they pick up on it. And it's not like they're going to say, oh, well, I don't believe you that your rates should be that high. They will never tell you that. But that's when they'll come with the excuses of, you know, well, I need to think about it. Can you give me some material? You know, let me talk to my spouse and then we'll make a decision. All of those kinds of things come up because something about it just seems off to them. So when you can anchor in the belief that this investment is well worth it, and then you share your rates with someone else, you will find that your clients will rise to the occasion, and those ideal clients that you really, truly desire to have will begin to show up.
So what do you look at when you're, you know, sort of coaching folks and say, how much of an increase is too much, or how fast should I increase it? Is it a slow increase? What do you kind of look at in terms of those factors?
Okay, so here's the funny thing. Most people want to go to like a concrete, well, my competition is charging this much, so I'm going to be right around that ballpark or just a little bit more. And I really don't look at most of those things. I always ask my clients, what is your capacity to receive? What's your capacity to receive? Meaning, what are you willing to accept for people to invest to work with you? Because that just anchors in what you believe the value, not necessarily your value as a person, but the transformation that you're going to provide for your clients, what they're going to get out of it. What is that worth to them?
So how do you do that without, you know, do you raise, or do you suggest to your clients raising rates for their current clients? Or is that, you know, a no-no zone? Stay away from that. Let, you know, sort of grandfathered in rates, that type of thing.
Yeah, there's a variety of ways to do it. And it really depends on what's comfortable. But by all means, you can definitely raise rates with current clients. As a matter of fact, I'm going to, at the end of this call, be sharing a resource that I have to give your listeners a script to help them to do that if that's what they choose to do. But also, there's a way that you can do it where you can incrementally raise your rates so that you're comfortable with it. So let's say you say, okay, I want to give myself a 10% increase over my rate, and then I'm going to bring in, you know, 10 to 15 clients at that 10% increase, and then I'm going to raise it another 10%. And then I'm going to bring in 5 more clients at that 10% increase. And you can keep doing that over time so that you actually feel comfortable with your new rates incrementally over time. And it's not just one big, huge jump. So that's one way of doing it. And, you know, by all means, if you feel like the clients you're currently working with, that you want to raise your rates with them also because you want to, you know, increase the level that you're serving at. You can raise your rates with your clients, but you also can grandfather in. So there's times where I grandfather in rates with people. They get locked in when they come to me at a certain rate. But then there's also times where it's like, hey, guys, across the board, this is going up. And so we just have that really powerful conversation that says, hey, here's what we've been able to do for you so far, and here's what we're looking at being able to do, and we're going to be increasing our rates to be able to support you more powerfully, to be able to support you, you know, for it to be more convenient for you to have us support you.
How much do you think, you know, as let's use our attorney as an example. As an attorney, I'm going to raise my rates. Now, how much do I have to prove to my potential clients or my existing clients that I am worth this price I'm asking for, or especially with current clients that I'm worth this bump in rate?
Yeah. So here's the deal. I don't think it's ever about proving to your clients that you're worth it, because your clients are always going to be the ones who determine the value, like whether or not the value is worth it. You just set the pricing. And so here's something to think about. I had a situation a few years ago where I totally went into a financial tailspin, lost everything. And there was a let's call it a come to Jesus moment for me, where I realized that in that moment, I needed to do something to shift my life. And I wrote myself 3 permission slips, and I'll share real quick what those 3 permission slips are. And then I'll kind of talk about how to communicate the value to the clients. So the first one was permission to trust my value. And trusting your value is understanding that who you are never changes no matter what you've been through. And most of your clients, you're dealing with attorneys. So they've got years of experience, lots of them. They've got, you know, degrees. They've got time in courtroom. Then they have life experience as a whole that they bring to the table. That's all valuable. That does not change. So if you think about a $100 bill, Tracy, if I were to rip a $100 bill up, how much would it be worth?
Nothing.
Well, if
I mean, it's still a $100 bill, but
it,
right.
It'd still be a $100 bill. And if I were to crumple it or ball it up, it'd still be worth $100, right? Mm-hmm. So your worth or your value doesn't change from day to day or year to year. It actually increases more than it would ever decrease because of experience. Like with money, over time, once bills go out of circulation, there's more value, you know, given to that. The second permission slip I wrote myself with permission to claim my expert status. And I know, you know, we always feel like we have to grow to a certain level where somebody, we're waiting on people to say, hey, you are the authority in this, or I'm waiting to arrive at a certain level, or waiting to be invited to the big kids table. And so I want to share just a quick little story about this permission slip. And the first thing I want to ask you is, who's the greatest boxer of all time?
Muhammad Ali.
Exactly. Now, that's debatable, right? But if I ask this question to anybody across any kind of diverse lines, whether male, female, young, old, no matter what race, nationality, most people, actually no one's ever answered anything besides Muhammad Ali. And here is my follow-up question to that. Who said he was the greatest?
Everybody.
In fact, Tracy, he actually said, I'm the greatest boxer of all time. He's the one who started saying it. And he also said, I said I was the greatest before I ever knew I was. And so he started to claim, I'm the greatest, I'm the greatest. And so other people started to come in alignment with that. And now here we are decades later. We're still calling him the greatest boxer of all time. And he started the rumor himself.
I love it.
And so that second permission slip is just about owning the value that you bring to the table. The fact that you are an expert at what you do, whatever your specialty is, whether that's family law or you know, business law, it doesn't matter. You don't have to wait for somebody to say, okay, this person is the best at this. You can begin to say, you know, I know my stuff and you want to work with me because I'm good at what I do and I can get you results.
So let me ask you this, Shamika. How do you know when it's time to raise your rate?
Yeah. So when you start getting lots of yeses very quickly from people, that's how you know it's time. When you say your rates and people are like, okay, where do I sign? Really fast. It's time to raise your rate. Because that lets you know that that pricing, like there should be a little bit of dissonance with someone when you state your rates. Not that everybody should have to think about it, but you should be getting some no's. So if you're always getting a yes, yes, yes across the board when it comes to people investing in working with you, whatever your retainer is, you know that you're at a point where you could stand to raise your rates a little bit.
What are some of the biggest obstacles to raising your rates?
You know, I think the biggest obstacle is with ourselves, like so believing that when I raise my rates, I'm not going to have any issues with it. I'm going to raise my rates and people are going to fall in line because they see the value. That's probably the hugest, that's the biggest obstacle that I believe. It's not outside. It's not the client, because your clients will believe what you tell them. They come to you because they trust that you can solve their problem. They come to you because they're seeking a solution. They're trusting you as the expert. And then if your expert opinion is that this is the way that they should retain you, you know, whether it's a one-off retainer or if it's a, you know, 5-year retainer, you know, a retainer for a year, a retainer for a project, they're trusting that you're guiding them to the thing that's going to support them the best. And I'm assuming that everybody that's listening to this is somebody who's trustworthy and not just going to guide people to the way that's going to line your pockets. You're going to guide them to the best way that supports them.
What are the biggest fears when you're talking to people and teaching the course? What are the biggest fears that they have when it comes to raising their rates?
The big thing is that people are going to think they're money hungry, no one's going to pay it. And I don't care who I'm dealing with, whether they're someone who's running a multi-million-dollar business or they're just trying to hit their first 6 figures in business, the fears are literally the same. You know, I've been in rooms with people who speak in stadiums with tens of thousands of people. And when they go to do their own event to speak live on stage, they still have this underlying fear that no one's going to show up. And so I think the key here is to understand, for everyone listening, to understand that if you do have some fears that show up, like, okay, what if I lose my clients? Or what if my clients, the people that I offer this to, won't pay it? You're not alone. You're not alone in feeling that way. But also trust that you want to charge in accordance to what's going to allow you to serve your clients in the best way. Because the worst thing that I ever see people doing is undercharging so that they're resentful of their clients when they are working with them. They don't want to be there because they know they're not getting paid enough. That's not a good thing. Customer service doesn't work well that way. or undercharging to the level that you can't serve your clients in the best way. So you know you need maybe paralegals, but you can't afford them because you don't charge enough to be able to afford them. And so your clients have to wait for long hours to get a hold of you, all of those kinds of things. You know, not charging enough so that you can provide an amazing experience for the people that serve you. You know, you want them to walk in and you want to be able to have coffee and tea and call them by name and all of those things, but you can't do any of that stuff because you're charging bare minimum pricing. And what happens is you begin to get resentful of that and the client experience is less than stellar, and that's how you'll lose clients.
So let me just ask you this specifically for our attorney clients who, you know, maybe have clients on retainer or something like that. How much of a notice should you be giving your current clients that, hey, my rates are going up next month or next year or, you know, next week? How do you kind of advise people on that?
If it were like my current clients, I would let them know, hey, I'm planning on raising my rates in the next 30 days if I weren't going to raise their rates. And I would say, hey, you're grandfathered in. Now, if it was I'm going to raise my rates on you completely, I'd probably give them like a few months to a year, like a quarter or 6 months or even a year to know, hey, in 2018, my rates are going to go up to this, so that they know and they're prepared.
Okay. So tell me a little bit as we kind of close up here, but tell me a little bit about the course. What am I learning in the course? Is it going to be, you know, some tools to figuring out the best way to do this? Just kind of give me an overview of what someone might expect.
Yeah. So in the Raise Your Rates, it's actually a PDF. It's an ebook that I'm going to be sharing with your listeners. And in Raise Your Rates, it's really walking you through the conversation that you would have with a client at the point that you want to raise your rates. That's one thing. Another thing that I've included is, what are some of the reasons why people tell you they can't afford it? Because we think that I can't afford it just means I can't afford it. But literally, there's three really powerful things that people are communicating when they say that they can't afford it. And so I walk you through what those things are so that you're able to handle them and address them with the client to go ahead and get that yes on the spot. I've also included into this little workbook the walking through how to price your services. How do you determine the value? So you asked me about that earlier. So there is a step-by-step process of looking at, okay, what is the value that you provide and how much can you charge for that? So all of that is wrapped into this book because I want people to be able to charge not the most that they can, but I find so often that most people are undercharging. The majority of people are either undercharging or they're doing something that I call charging in accordance to someone else's money beliefs or money mindset, because they just look and see what their neighbor's charging and then they set their prices there. And we all have our own underlying money belief stories that we've grown up with around money. And when you look at someone else's pricing and go, okay, this person charges this much and I'm going to charge this much as well, you're actually pricing according to their beliefs around money, not your own.
All right. Is there anything else that, before, as we close here, that you would kind of share with our audience as to, you know, how to gain the confidence to go ahead and raise the rates? And then also, you know, I think we'd all love to know, what is the best way to reach you and see what other services you all offer?
Yeah, definitely. You know, one of the things that I like to share and teach with people is that all action starts with a thought in your mind and the underlying belief. And so once you decide, you know, hey, I probably should raise my rates, that actually gets the ball running. So once you decide that you're going to do that, the next step is to believe that when you do this, you're not going to lose clients as a result of it, that you're worth it, and that people are going to definitely be okay and say yes to investing at your new higher rates. And then you have to take action to align with that. So I would say as soon as possible, I don't know if you know the law of diminishing intent, but any task that is given will expand to the time that you allow it. So if you say it's going to take you, you know, a year to raise your rates, you're going to raise your rates in a year. I would say take action as soon as possible. So if you decide, okay, in the next month, you know, I'm going to bring on 10 clients at 10% increase rate, and just move on that as quickly as possible. So that's the thing that I would say about raising your rates and getting the courage to do it. Action cures fear. It just does. When you begin to move and get into action, you can no longer think about the possibilities of what could go wrong. You're just in the doing of it. So that's definitely what I want to share, is decide, believe, and then act in accordance with that belief.
I love that. Shamika, thank you so much for your time today. One more time, what is the best way to reach you as well as to get a copy of this fabulous ebook?
Yes, awesome. So you can reach me at my website, which is shamikatankerson.com. And I'm pretty sure that somewhere around this recording of the podcast, there will be a link where you can click through to that. If you want to get access to the Raise Your Rates ebook, you can just go to bit.ly/charge more now.
All right. Well, I want to thank you again, Shamika Tankerson. This was a lovely and insightful chat, I think, for anyone, whether you're thinking about getting into business, whether you already are in business. This is a great, you know, platform for people to get some more information on really how to be successful and how to get what you're worth. Thank you so much, Shamika. I appreciate your time today.
Thanks for having me, Tracy.
Have a good one.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.